Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Here comes Usher with the excuses.
Hey, you remind me.
Right, imagine.
Of that girl.
Of all the reasons to not be with someone.
Yeah.
Well, that and also ties in nicely to this week's confession. It's East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. I'm Stacey, that's Jay Spoo, and people are fumbling the bag today.
Confessions.
All right. Every Thursday, when we get a chance, we do confessions. We delve into the wildest confessions from the streets of Mzansi. You get to weigh in, in your unfiltered thoughts. You share your opinion, perhaps offer some guidance. But sometimes we just pull from that a conversation that is very interesting, much like today.
This is insanity. And this is, I don't know what happened in 2025. I don't know if we all just have a new lease on life and that's a positive thing, or if we just have too much time because we're so overwhelmed and then it's a negative thing. But April Fool's was on steroids this year and it has literally ruined lives. This is why pranking people is bad. Listen.
So I started talking to a guy for a while now. And he sends me a sonogram saying his ex is pregnant. Yeah, I reply, I say, all good, congrats. I was actually going to FaceTime you tonight to say, I'm not keen on dating. Turns out, April Fool's. Talk about a plot twist.
Yeah, April Fool jokes. This is what happens.
However, that is the one lesson. The next lesson is that perhaps you shouldn't be pranking somebody in the first 3 months. Like, if you don't know someone well enough and you don't fully comprehend their sense of humor,
yeah,
you know, you don't understand that you're dating an original prankster.
Or like, what's their deal breaker?
Yeah. No, but it just in general. Like,
yeah.
you can't just be trying stuff and then hoping for the best. Because people have very strong boundaries in place. It's basically your probation period, right? Your first 90 days of a relationship.
Goes, yeah.
And if you do stuff like this, clearly this person, not a fan of a prank, not a fan of dating somebody who has a pregnant
child.
Ex.
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, in this person's defense, I would think a deal breaker in the first 3 months of a relationship is if that person tells you that the ex is with child.
Yeah.
That would be like a maybe this isn't going to work out.
So out of this, let's have a conversation about, you know, deal breakers. What is a deal breaker in the first 3 months of a relationship according to you?
Not that like afterwards it suddenly becomes okay, but specifically, in the beginning.
Within the beautiful phase of the relationship.
The honeymoon phase.
What according to you is a deal breaker? Let us know. 061-792-9495.
There is no coming back from this, and because of a prank, this could have been real love, guys. As Roxette once famously sang, this must have been love, but it's over now. Because why? You pranked someone. What are the deal breakers? It's the first 3 months of the relationship. Things you will not, you're like, no, couldn't.
Hi, Stacey. Hi, Joe Sabu. Carrier from the Crest. Beginning stages of a relationship are extremely, extremely important. So I've got quite a couple of deal breakers. However, my biggest one is somebody who has no respect and somebody who does not communicate. If you cannot communicate, there's a door. Please don't let it hit you on the way out.
Yeah, how's it going, Stephen from the Bluff?
How's it?
I think a deal breaker would be if they tell you a few days into the relationship, I'm currently out on bail for various crimes.
Who are we dating? But
Jay,
you know what? It is
Jay,
South Africa. I understand.
I want
things
you
like
to know
that
the bar is so low.
Yeah.
So low.
It's
so
understandable.
This
keep
is
them
obviously,
coming, man.
Yeah, it's a personal preference thing. Maybe you'd be okay with the bail situation.
Yeah. So, what is
bottom
a deal breaker in the first 3 months of a relationship? 061-792-9495.
Deal breakers within the first 3 months of the relationship, because that just feels like high risk behavior.
So this one is to all the ladies who are single and still keen on finding the one, right? My deal breaker
Are you available to be the one?
No, I'm not available. But like when I used to date, my deal breaker within the first 3 months, in fact for life, is that if I take you out to the restaurant and then you choose to order the most expensive thing on the menu,
speak on it,
and don't even offer to pay half the bill. We're done. I'm walking out there. I'm going to pay for the bill. I'm never going to see you again.
Yeah, that SQ on the menu stands for excuse me. You better ask me first.
Don't do that. All right, back to you. What is a deal break in the first 3 months of a relationship? This is what you had to say.
How's it, guys?
How's it?
Yeah. Yo, deal breaker would be take the girlfriend to my place, and I'm not exactly a youngster, and she sees one of my sons and says, yo, good looking boys.
Wow.
You're in for me.
Bro. So
that's deal breaker for me is borrowing money.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Definitely snoring after that first sleepover, you'll know.
The deal breaker would be when you get invited to a concert and the guy gets up and leaves without any explanation, disappears and leaves you there.
Hey guys, bad hygiene.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. So I think the OP should have hit a bit of an Uno reverse with a twist and said, oh my God, so am I, but this time it's yours.
You know what I'm getting? You know what I'm getting, right? All these deal breakers being submitted by the people listening to the show are experiences that they've been through.
No, well, that one about like when someone leaves a concert with no explanation, do you see single people, young single people, do you see what we have done for you? We have to pull ourselves out of the trenches. This is anecdotal. This is life experience.
We didn't have this.
We didn't ask. Yeah, they were like two random people on the radio going, what are the deal breakers?
Yeah, you know.
We really are fixing KZN one drive at a time. For the full podcast, go to ecr.co.today, click on Stacey and Jay Spoo. And if you are guilty of any of those aforementioned things, Valentine's Day is just a few months away. You'll be fine.
A few months away?
Got to have faith.
That's a deal breaker right there.
Stacey and Jay Spoo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.